Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now is Elena Carter and Rod Washington from the PATH Project for Assistance in Transition from Homelessness, the program director and the communications director. This is a program that's going on in St. John the Parish government. Elena and Rod, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Elena, let's start with you, if you would kind of give us the background and the mission and vision of this program.
Absolutely. So good morning, first off, and thank you so much for letting us be on this morning. The overall focus of our PATH program is to tackle heads on our opioid epidemic that the nation is seeing. With our PATH program, PATH standing for Prevention, Awareness, Treatment, and Hope, we want to make sure that everyone knows that there are many, many resources available throughout St. John the Baptist Parish available to them, to anyone that may be battling the opioid crisis. There are many, many resources that a lot of individuals do not know about. And so our initiative is to make everyone aware of what treatment options are available.
And these funds became available as a result of what?
The settlement. So there, and Mr. Washington can explain a little bit more about the settlement, but there is a opioid settlement that many states have been able to get, and we are able to award those funds and make sure that we're able to provide services for the individuals in need.
Yeah, I'll chime in if you don't mind. Sure.
Yes, sir, please.
I'm sure you may be aware there have been billions of dollars in settlements against pharmaceutical companies thanks to the pursuit of the federal government and then states' attorneys generals who have been able to bring funds into their states and then divide it into various counties and parishes across the nation because of the impact of the opioid crisis. And so St. John the Baptist Parish is one of those parish governments who's taken advantage of those funds that have been gained through the settlement. And we want to thank Parish President Jacqueline Hotar for having the foresight to support an initiative that brings together not just government, but private business, nonprofits, and even faith-based resources to focus on the health and well-being of St. John the Baptist Parish residents.
To both of you, tell us a little bit about what you are seeing. Obviously, a lot of folks in a lot of different geographic areas are trying to address this fentanyl outbreak. What is the experience that y'all are having in St. John the Baptist Parish?
Well, we're working very closely with individuals that have been directly impacted by this opioid epidemic. We're running into individuals that, because of relationships that they may have with someone that's battling this disease, they are running into loss of homes, loss of jobs, of course, just the overall impact that it's making on their families, direct impacts where it's dividing those families. Of course, the strain, just the natural strain of the local resources here. And as we're continuing to navigate, we're starting to see a rise and an increase in homelessness. And that is due just because of the choices that was made due to this opioid epidemic.
I know a lot of parishes have been following overdoses. What's the experience at in St. John the Parish, St. John the Baptist Parish, excuse me?
Well, I don't think any parish or county across the country is immune to it. It's just something that you see is kind of hush-hush because people don't want to bring attention to their personal problems. But this is something that we have to bring to the forefront, you know, preventive health care. We need to be able to put information in people's hand in front of them to let them know the route that you've seen others take and the deadly impact or the just drastic change that is brought to families is something that can be avoided through education, through prevention, through being referred to other resources as well, just to put them on a better path. Because, you know, in some situations, people are addicted, but in other situations, people are around those who are trying opioids, and we can prevent them. Those who are addicted, we can put them in a pathway to get the help they need to get clean, get sober, but also get some work skills, get a job, get back in a position where they can succeed in life and hopefully reconnect with their families and make things better.
Absolutely. Now, you guys are putting on a health fair, I guess you would refer to it, this weekend, correct?
Yes, that is correct. It is a community event. It's on Saturday, April 27th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., right here in St. John the Baptist Parish. It's going to be at our Highway 51 Park in LaPlace, Louisiana. It's open. It's free to residents. There are going to be many, many different activities. We're going to have over 24 vendors that's able to speak with the residents of St. John the Baptist Parish just to let them know about the different tools and resources that are needed for total wellness. We're going to have a lot of free giveaways. Of course, it's a family event, so we're going to have activities for children as well as just local speakers and as well as entertainment.
So a great educational opportunity as it relates to someone's individual overall health, maybe strategies to be deployed to deal with any number of ailments, right?
Correct.
That's correct. And having vendors there that cover a multitude of things, not just opioid, but various forms of health care. And as Ms. Carter also said, we will have those who are there to present employment opportunities, nutrition information, and other local resources that residents may not be aware that are available to them right there in St. John the Baptist Parish. That's why it's a great activity to come out. The weather will be great. It's no excuse just to come have a great time in the park and get some useful information that can help you. And if it's not useful to you because you're on top of your game, it's something that you can take and give to a friend, a neighbor, a family member to let them know that we have classes that will be available. We're going to have classes from 6 to 7:30, 3 days a week at River Parish Community College as part of the PATH program. It's going to be free classes open to all residents of St. John the Baptist Parish who are battling opioid addiction. And we want people to know, spread the word, come connect, have some fun, and be able to help put people in a better position because of the information and resources that are available to them.
Absolutely. Just a one-stop destination for all holistic health and prosperity.
So what is the next step for you guys? I know, one of the first steps is providing this education. Is this going to kind of grow into providing a continuum of services for folks that are facing these particular challenges?
Yes, sir. So as Mr. Washington just mentioned, the very first step is getting this program, letting everyone know about the program in this area. through our event this weekend. And then we're going to focus on our classes. As Mr. Washington just mentioned, we're going to have classes three nights a week at our River Parish Community College and Reserve. And while we're doing those classes, we want to ensure and let everyone know about the different opportunities that's available, right? And then we want to continue to connect them to various resources that they're going to be needing in order to be successful as they transition into self-sufficiency. So it's just going to be the first step is with the classes and, of course, continuing providing those additional resources.
Now, that's great to hear because that's typically, where the breakdown is, right? Getting that A to point B connection and that provides some great and some really valuable information and getting folks through the process. This Saturday, April 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 2900 Highway 51, Laplace, Louisiana. Come on out. Free health and wellness fair sponsored by the St. John the Baptist Parish Government. Alana Carter and Rod Washington, thank you so much for what you are doing and hopefully have continued success with PATH, a project for assistance in transition from homelessness. Best of luck to both of y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.